A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Kuf. Chulin 100A. Pagination is 199. We're going to start on the facing page on the bottom line with the words Gid HaNashash and Espashel. And the two cases that we're going to be dealing with are coming from the Mishnah on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. That's 96B. Pagination 192. If you'd like to join me there as we do our intro. The Mishnah told us, Gid HaNashash and Espashel Im HaGidim. If you have the Gid HaNashash, which is a forbidden part of the animal, and it was cooked together with other similar looking parts of the animal, so that you're not able to tell the difference between that and that. Bizman Shem Akiro, if you could recognize the Gid HaNashash, so then you remove it, and but no same time, you just have to deal with the fact that it emitted some sort of taste into the rest. V'im lav kulam asurim, but otherwise everything is forbidden because the Gid HaNashash is still in the mix, and you don't know if you pull one of the pieces out if that is the Gid HaNashash piece. We'll have to discuss this. That's the purpose of our Gemara, because really there should be some level of bittul over here. If there are more other pieces of meat than the Gid HaNashash, then the Gid HaNashash could be batel, it could be nullified in the others. And why is that not happening? The Mishnah is very definitive. You got to pull it out. V'harotev, regarding the stew, benosin tam, that will simply depend if taste is discernible. The way we work, it's 1 in 60. And regardless of whether the Gid HaNashash is there or is not there, if you take a spoonful of stew out, that's clearly not the Gid HaNashash. And it's just a question if the ratio was such that you're getting taste from the Gid HaNashash or you're not getting taste from the Gid HaNashash. So that's the first case, the case of Gid HaNashash. V'chin chaticha shal nevela. And the same thing will be true about a slab of non-kosher meat. It's cut from a kosher animal, and therefore you aren't able to tell the difference, but it wasn't shecht properly, and therefore it's not kosher. Shenispashla machatichos, and it was cooked with other pieces of meat. Bizman shemakirim beno sein tam. If you recognize it and can pull it out, then all you have to deal with is taste. And if it's more than 1 to 60, if you've got more nullification, then you're okay. V'im lav kulon asuros. But if you can't recognize it, then everything is going to be prohibited. And here also we're going to wonder, why was it not nullified in the multitude? The Mishnah concludes, V'harotev b'nosein tam, as far as the stew goes, that does not have the slab of meat in it, clearly, and therefore that's simply dependent on the ratio of whether the non-kosher taste impacts this part of the food. Let's move back to our daf, and again, starting on the last line of the facing page. Gid HaNashash and Espashel, or Gid HaNashash that was cooked. If you recognize it, the Mishnah said, pull it out. If not, big problems. Ask the Gemara, as we alluded, V'livatel beruba. Let it be nullified in the majority. We have a rule that, as astounding as it may be, because we're so diligent in kosher, but there's such a concept that if something got mixed in to majority, the majority would nullify it, and all of it is valued as kosher. Taisvis on the top of Daf Kuf, about 8 lines down, says, Shema lechad gavra haya asur. Maybe for one person to eat them all, it would be forbidden. But basically, there's such a thing as being batel, and you're allowed to eat each piece, or I should say feed each piece to somebody. even though collectively we know that there's a non-kosher piece here, but it's batel in the group. And the Gemara answers, Beria shiny. It's an entity. A gid hanoshe is a specific entity, and therefore it has its own status, and it's not nullified. In Yeridea Simen Kuf, Beria, Kigo Nemola, an ant, an insect, V'gid hanoshe, or the gid hanoshe, Afilu be'elef lo batla, will not be nullified in this regular rule of rov. Let's continue it in the Gemara. Top line, daf kuf. V'chein chaticha shel nevela. The second case that we brought from the Mishnah, where you have a slab of meat that was not processed properly. It wasn't shecht properly. It's not kosher. Asks the Gemara, V'ti batel beruba. Why won't this cut of meat be batel in the majority? And again, the same basic question, that we know that there is such a rule of bitul berov. And the Gemara answers three lines later, Shaini chaticha hoil v'ru'uya lehischabed ba lefnei ha'orchim. We're dealing with a slice of meat that's honorable, like a steak, something that intact can be presented in front of a guest that you're looking to honor. And such a piece of meat, it's not just some chulent meat that gets dissolved into the stew. This is a piece of meat that's honorable, and therefore it is not batel. In halacha simen kuf aleph, chaticha ru'uya l'schabed dina keberia. If you understood beria as an exception, so chaticha ru'uya l'schabed is also an exception. Afilu be'elef lo batla. Even in 1,000, it's not batel, it retains its status. So we have a few considerations when we get a shaila. If you're dealing with the solid aspect of an iser, it's a piece of meat and it got mixed in. So in certain circumstances, it'll be batel berov, majority. So that if, for example, it's not cooking and you don't have to deal with taste, it just got mixed in cold, there could be a case that it's batel berov, unless it's a beria, an entity like gid hanoshe, or ru'uya lehischabed, a specific type of cut of meat that's honorable, that's respectable. A second dimension that you have to wonder about is taste. If it's liquid application, meaning these pieces of meat are boiling, so then it's emitting taste, and that aspect of the iser, the way we paskin, is dependent on 60, whether the taste is nullified in the rest of the contents. Now, continuing on the topic of chaticha ru'uya lehischabed, the Mechaber writes, kuf aleph beis, a chaticha ru'uya le'eschabed, a piece of meat that's honorable, is only applicable if it's isura machmas atzma. If it's intrinsically forbidden, then it'll have this strict dimension. For example, nevela, it's a piece of meat that was never shecht properly. Avalim nesra machmas akibla tam me'isur, but if the reason the piece of meat is forbidden is because it acquired taste from something else, and it didn't have 60 to nullify that taste that's within the piece of meat is not ru'uya lehischabed. That taste is not fitting to be honored. The piece of meat is fitting to be honored, but the piece of meat wasn't forbidden. It only became forbidden because of a mixture within it, and that would not have the status of ru'uya lehischabed. The one exception would be if the reason it's forbidden is because milk, permitted milk, went into permitted meat, so then that is machmas atzma. That is a new prohibition that was created, and that's chaticha ru'uya lehischabed. Another interesting consideration mentioned in Sif Gimel is what happens if there are plenty of pieces, ru'uyos lehischabed, within the item, but it has not yet been cut up, and therefore it's not ru'uyos lehischabed. Tarnagolas binotsasa. You have a chicken that still has its feathers on it. So within the chicken, there's certainly a ru'uya lehischabed, some cut that you can get that would be respectable. But in its current form, it's not respectable. And it got mixed in with other chickens, and you can't identify which one is which. Do you apply the rules of ru'uyas lehischabed in such a case, where in its current form, you can't put it in front of an oreach, in front of a guest? The Mechaber even mentions chaticha gidola yoser midai, a piece that's too big to be served. It wouldn't be honorable. The Rama says that on the v'yesh cholkim, there are those that argue and say, as long as in totality it has a ru'uya lehischabed within it, that's enough, because doing a simple cut and making it smaller is no big deal. V'cheinoagin, and that's our minig, that we would forbid such a thing. Melvad tanagolas benotzasa demuchuseres maisa gadol, except for the case of the feathers, which requires a more significant act to make it ready to be honorable. But if it's just a question that it's too big and it needs a cut, that's not so significant, and that would be considered ru'uya lehischabed. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.